Well, we're staying with the virus because three more people have died from COVID-19 in this country, while a further 357 new cases of the virus have been confirmed, according to figures last evening. 218 of those cases reported by the Department of Health were in the capital. As we've been hearing, the government's medium-term plan for COVID-19 comes into force today and imposes stricter limits on people living in the capital. They've been asked not to leave the county if possible. Pubs that do not serve food will not reopen, as they will in the rest of the country on Monday. No more than two households in Dublin should meet at any given time, and a maximum of six visitors from one other household to people's homes. Our reporter Elise Sheehy was in Dublin North West, one of the areas in Dublin with a higher number of positive cases, getting reaction to yesterday's plan.
My name is Fiona Smithers. Yeah, I live here in Castleknock. This is scary. I think the numbers are rising, so we have to do something to get the numbers back down again. I think the new household regulation for Dublin is going to be very hard to police. But we would have had two couples over. We won't be able to do that. And I will stick to that, but I still think it's going to be very hard to police. That's the problem.
Alan, I'm living in Castleknock. I don't think it's a realistic move. I think it's very hard for people to, you know, cut down to one household. I think people need to be social. They need to get out and about. They need to, you know, people to look after kids and stuff like that. So I don't think it's feasible at all. And I don't think people will probably follow it, even if it's, you know, if it's set out.
If cases continue to increase in Dublin, there are fears that further restrictions will be imposed and, worst case scenario, another lockdown.
Rachel Faulkner. My family are from Castleknock, but I'm living in Maynooth. If lockdown were to happen in Dublin again, I think it would probably be easier to manage if it was in specific areas as opposed to the whole of Dublin. Within Kildare, the lockdown there, the meat factories were the big numbers and the whole county was locked down, and I think people found it hard to take seriously because they knew that their particular town or their particular area didn't have bad numbers of COVID.
I'm Almalex. People only think about the cases, number of cases. Recently there's more cases than before. But shutting down the economy is going to have long-term effects. It's going to have effects on people's mental health. It's going to be really hard in the long run.
Dr. Julie McFadden is a GP at Castleknock Medical Centre. The practice where she is based has experienced a large increase in calls from patients with queries related to COVID-19.
Previously, we'd say in sort of mid-August, we would have had maybe 4 to 5 COVID-related calls a day. Over the past 2 weeks, that has increased substantially up to about 25 to 30 calls a day now. So last week, we referred about 60 people for testing, and we have results showing that two of those have come back as being positive.
GPs at the Castleknock Medical Centre are also experiencing a delay when it comes to test referrals and test results. The turnaround time from when a patient is referred for a swab until they have received their test result has doubled over the last fortnight.
We're seeing a difference in the waiting times for tests and test results in the last 2 weeks. Prior to that, we would notice when we referred somebody for testing, they would get a test within 24 hours and the results were available within 24 hours. Now, with the surge in the last 2 weeks, it's taking probably 2 days to get a test, sometimes up to three. And again, the results are taking about 2 to 3 days to come back as well.
Wet pubs in Dublin were dealt another blow yesterday when the government confirmed that pubs in the city and county that don't serve food will not reopen as planned next week.
Hi Tom, how are you?
Great.
Lovely indeed. Day, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a fantastic day.
Tom Mulligan, owner of the Cobblestone in Smithfield, is frustrated and disappointed with the news.
We're closed 6 months since last Monday, so I suppose we're getting very disheartened. We have adhered to all the rules and regulations since the 14th of March, so it's kind of getting very frustrating. Wet pubs, as they have been termed, you know, are every bit as much capable of implementing all the COVID-19 regulations and social distancing and regulations that are required to see the spread of COVID-19 stopped.
And that's Tom Mulligan, owner of the Cobblestone Pub in Smithfield in Dublin, ending that report by Elise Sheehy.